We are learning Masechtas Avodah Zarah, Daf Dalet Amud Beis, and we are beginning on top of Daf Dalet Amud Beis, two lines on top. My Das Behemta, who knows the sugya of Bilam, that Bilam knew to, he knew exactly which second, of course, Baruch Hu got angry. So my Das Behemta, what does mean Das Behemta Levi Yod? What does mean he didn't know the Das of his Behemta Levi Yod? But in the Chazulei, to have a Rochiv Achamrei, Omrulei, so when his people were going with him, they saw that he was riding on his chamar, and his chamar was making problems. His chamar was banging into the wall. He had to hit the chamar. So Amalei, so the people he was with says, "My time for Lerocha, why didn't you just take your horse? This chamar is running into a wall, smashing your feet. Why didn't you take the sus?" Amalehu, Beretiva Shadilei, the sus wasn't available. It was in the swamps. It was out grazing. The Osoin started talking and said, "I am your chamor, I'm your donkey." Amalah, yeah, you're my donkey. Latina Balma, I use you to carry loads. Amrulay, so the donkey answered back, says, "No, Asher Echavdala, you always ride me. I'm your regular mode of transportation." Amalah, no, I carry Balma, then once in a while. Amrulay, Ma'oitcha of Ada Yoimazah, forever you always ride me. Use the donkey to ride the donkey by day, and use the donkey for ishus at night. How do we know that? Ksiv hocha haskin iskanti, which means, do I ever do this to you? Ksiv hocha v'tila yisachenes, loshon iskanti, we're using also loshon iskanes, which is talking about there by David HaMelech. It says, "Vayyem lo avodah vivakshu la adoni hamelach naira besula va'omdo lefnei hamelach hilo sechenes." It's a lesson of ishus. So you see, he didn't even know. He started with this chamar, and if he would know what the chamar was going to say, he would got very, very embarrassing. He obviously had no idea what the chamar was thinking because he doesn't know das chamar. So he definitely does not know das elyon. So elamai ve'idei das elyon. So yedei lechavin oisus shoshu kares baruchu kares. But he knew the mechavin which hour kares baruchu gets angry. V'hayin dal kamalo navi. That's what navi says. Ami zechorno mayotz balak melach mayav. That you remember, Klai Yisrael remember what the idea of Balak Melech Moav was. Ma'ono Yisrael Bilam Ben Ba'ar Min Hashitim V'Ana Gilgal, which Hashitim is really referring to. They were Chatam Hashitim, and still Hashem saved them. Man Das Tzitkos Hashem. And what happened was, Amar Rav Lozom, Amar Rav Lozom, Amar Rav Lozom, Amar Rav Ami, Re'u, Kama Tzedakos Yisrael Mochem. Look how many Tzedakos, how many favors I did with you. Shlo ka'asti aleichem kol oisa yomah. Then I get angry any of those days. Shem ka'asti aleichem, would have got angry any of those days that Bilam wanted to call Klai Yisrael. Lo nishtar, mo'ev d'chavim, we really should say lo nishtar, mo'ev d'chavim, shal Yisrael, surid aplit. There will be nothing left from Klai Yisrael. V'haynu, the komle Bilam lebalak, mo'ekoiv lo kabe keil, ma'ezim lo yizah Hashem. Hashem's not getting angry. What do you want from me? V'kama yizamai, how long is that Kodesh Baruch Hu was angry? Rega, a rega. V'kama rega. It's like enough if you can say a one word. Now, the problem is they weren't forced at a rega. It's 153,800. So the Mashah and all of the Dasakasha, Ritz Chayes answers that this Amara did not know that Amara. But the Mashah answers they were just trying to say, what could you say in that second? About that's 1/15th of a second, what could you say? He says, "Regu kamemre." Now, what could you say? Which memory could you say then? So, Tap Tais, the second Tap Tais talks about this. He says, "V'mtoima maho yochaloyim v'mashal ma'atis gzayis." When Hashem gets angry, what type of curse could he give? V'yashloim ayoyim kalein, which takes a second, less than a second. Hakadosh Baruch Hu hafkoy v'mam melech. Hakadosh Baruch Hu turned it into melech. And another pshat in Tais says that it's not over here. In other places, Tais answers that if you start, no, it's Tais over here. Rabbeinu Eloy Eloyoho mefarish. You have to just start in that second, and that's enough. You don't have to finish the word. As long as you start in that second, the klala, it'll work. No, I guess you have to have a kavana in front of that people. You point to those people. You say kalim. You point to them. You know you're going on that. No, the rega is a second. The rischei, the chesiv is in the pasuk. Rega be ape chayim betzoyne. That the apoy is kirega. Kirega be ape chayim betzoyne. The boy is saying, another makar that it's a rega mahocha says in the pasuk. Chavi kemat rega ad yavar zam. Hide a rega ad yavar zam. So you see that the anger is for a rega. Amos Rasech, when does this anger take place? Amabaya, but plus shoy kemaisa. In the first 3 hours of the day, And a simon to that is ki chivra karblusa etanagoyla, when the comb, which means like the top of the head of the chicken, turns white. Sfeit gemara kol shayta v'shayta mechaver chivra. It's always white. So the kol shayta is based siruki sumki. There's some red streaks in it. He's shayta less based siruki sumki. There's no red streaks. Rabbi Shuva Levi have mitzar lehu mina bekroy. Rabbi Shuva Levi, there was a certain man who used to drive him crazy with psukim. So he wanted to get rid of this apikaris once and for all. So yom echad, nokatan agar, he took a chicken, woke him in karal arse, and he put it between, right in front of his bed, and he sat there staring at it. Va'ayimba, it's like watching grass grow. You have to find exactly this second that it turns, that it turns white. There's no sriki sumki. Va'ayimba. Sava kimota he shaita. When I get that time, I'll curse that apikaris. Kimota he shaita nimnim. He fell asleep. He missed it. Amash mami no lav arul mabed hachi. It must be that's not the right thing to do to find Hashem's anger. Why? It's in the pasuk. Rachma v'kol ma'asav. You have to have rachmanas to everyone, even the people who drive you crazy. Chsev gam onish l'tzali v'toyv. It's not good for onish to come. I did it tzaddik. Tana Mishmeidra Ameya, when, why does this happen those 3 hours? It happens when Bashar Shamalochim, these are the Lashon of some Gemara Zah, Bashar Shachama Zerachas, Vachom Malchim Mizrachim Mairiv, Menichim Kisrayim Bereshayim, they put the crown on the head, Umishtachvim Lachama, and they bow down to the sun, Meyad Koyez Garz Baruch. The first 3 hours when the sun's coming up, and the non-Jewish kings, they sit there, put the crowns on their heads, and they bow down to the chama, miyad koyes akaris baruch hu. Om Rav Yosef, lo litzli inish shloisa de musvi, beklas shoy kemaisa de yoyma, b'yemikama de reish shasa b'yachit. A person should not daven musif on Rosh Hashanah in the first 3 hours of the day. The musif on Rosh Hashanah is different than musif all year round, because musif on Rosh Hashanah is dina tfei, like Rashi says. It's not a regular musaf, it's a musaf that brings out the din, it's a time of din. So a person should not have a musaf biyachid in the first 3 hours of the day, because the first 3 hours of the day is din. Dilma kim de mifke dina, dilma ma'ayne ba'uv din, they'll look into his ways, but the chif dovchalei mitchi, and they'll push away his tefillah, because he's not royal lekach. Freit Gemara, Yachid Tzibur Nami. So what's help daven in Tzibur? The same problem. Shouldn't daven the first 3 hours of the day? So tomorrow, Tzibur Nefesh Shchuseh. Tzibur has the Shchus of the Tzibur, and therefore, we're not worried about it. Yachid, do Yachid the Tzafra Nami Loi? He shouldn't daven Shachris either, but Yachid. Rashi Tavka Musiv shouldn't daven. What about Shachris? So my answer is, keeping the Ikut Tzibur, the Kamas, since the Tzibur is daven Shachris that time, Loi Kamidchi, he doesn't get pushed away. So what's the statement of the Gemara is like this. Then when the tzibur is davening shachris and you daven shachris with them, you won't get pushed away. But if musaf doesn't help, even though they're davening shachris, davening, but it doesn't help if it's musaf. Now, is that called tefillah of a tzibur, the shachris? Zok toisis is not called tefillah of a tzibur. Zok toisis is kivon, which is toisis inside. Pirish Rabbeinu Tam. Here it sounds like a tzibur daven somewhere else, it works. Hainu davka deloy midchi, it doesn't get pushed away. Ava einoy nishma'as. That's been the place where the tzibur davens. The tefillah is not listened to only with the tzibur, and this is one of the very important things people have to remember, that davening b'yachidus is not okay, because it's very hard for the tefillah to be in the skabel b'yachid, and that's why it has to be with tzibur. But we're saying, if you daven the same time that the tzibur is davening, it won't be pushed away. Nishma'as won't happen, but it won't be pushed away. It won't be held against him, at least. Va'amrit, Freyti Gemara, the first 3 hours are din. If you remember, in yesterday's daf, it says, Shol Shana Shkar Baruch Hu Yoshev Oisik B'Torah. It says he learns Torah the first 3 hours. And the second 3 hours is din. Like we spoke yesterday, the Toisvist, that says the Musaf, M'koyma Hu Yifen B'Rachamim, what's Pshat? M'koyma Hu Yifen, the morning said, M'koyma Chokeno Safiya. Teretz is Kuzok Toysvis by Musaf, he's telling, move away from the din and go to Rachamim, Kaimu Yifem Rachamim. But the Chayr is the second 3 hours, and this Gemara says the first 3 hours. And for the Gemara Epoch, you have a turn over the Gemara before that says, and really the first 3 hours is din, and second 3 hours, Yoshua is Tayyar. And that's what Toysvis there says, it's back square, what's found in the Musaf. Toysvis says, you have to say, Ustamat Beya of the Chacham said that's the Tefillah. I and Chom, Toysvis Dimaskal Shaniyais on Gimel on base. Where is the epoch? The Bible is saying, "Malayim leit epoch." Torah dechsev beemes. By Torah says emes. It says in the Torah. It says in the pasuk like this about the Torah. This pasuk, the pasuk of Mishlei. Emes kenei va'al timkor, which means emes going on the Torah. Buy, pay money to learn Torah. That means hoyset zot tam Torah va'al timkor, and don't. Don't sell your Torah. Learn Torah for free with people, but don't. But pay for Torah. It says to pay for the Torah. Eina Karis Baruch Hu. So therefore, since it says MS, Torah is called MS. Eina Karis Baruch Hu. Then, Balgabe Din. The Lord Ksibe MS. The MS Karis Baruch Hu. Oysel Afnim Meshuvos Din. Karis Baruch Hu could do Afnim Meshuvos Din. And therefore, it's saying this: the first 3 hours was worse because the first 3 hours is Torah, which is MS. So I'll take Gemara Vayta. A simon for the next Gemaras of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, four members of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, is Yoim, Meid, Teref, and Be'egel. Those are the four different Gemaras of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Simon. Gufa, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Yimai Dech Simon, Shpian Pasek, we said it before a little bit. Asher, Anoichi Mitzavach, HaYoim La'asoyisim, the Shaitan Pasek, HaYoim La'asoyisim, which means like this, HaYoim, today is La'asoyisim, do mitzvahs, Lo'im Ha'ach La'asoyisim, after La'achamei Ve'eshim, it's too late, he cannot do mitzvahs anymore, this world is the world, do mitzvahs. Again, the same thing. That today you say, oh, I want to have a good life. I want to live it up. It's not for this world to live it up. It's for the next world. That's the first matter of Shuma Levi. That's the Yom. Next one is Meid. Om Rav Shuma Levi. Kol mitzvah shu oysim ba'yom hazeh. All the mitzvah klai shu does ba'yom hazeh. Bo'yis me'idois oysim la'aba. Comes and says, Eidus about them la'yom haba. What does that mean? Like we spoke about the Marsha and the Avbeis. That it means a mitzvah creates a malach. And the Malach comes and says, "Eidus about your mitzvahs." Shenam is in the pasuk Yitnu Edayim v'Yitzdaku Yishmu V'Yem Remes Yitnu Edayim V'Yitzdaku El Yisrael Yishmu V'Yem Remes Elu V'Chavim, that they agree that the Yidden deserve all their schar. Third member of Shuma Levi. This is Tara. Baruch Shuma Levi called mitzvah Yisrael Oysim Amazeh Ba'Oyus V'Tarfais Oysim V'Chavim La'Aba. The mitzvahs, which according to the Marsha means the Malach, comes. Goes and hits the goyim loyim abba up a name on the face. Shenemes is a pasuk. Ushmartem vaasisem ki chachmaschem uvinaschem leini ha'amim. What's also leini ha'amim? That your mitzvahs leini ha'amim. Negram leinamer leini ha'amim. Malamit shaboyis v'tarvos chavim alba pneim. Goes and hits him on the face loyim abba. So the mitzvahs, which is the malach, comes and they themselves give a oinish to the goyim with your mitzvahs. The fourth member of Egel, Varmashim Alevi, like also Yisrael, said Egel, Litan Pischem Pel, Abali Yachuva. It sounds like with the Gemara like this, that Rashi is saying, Rashi explains, that the Maisa Egel, really, the Yidim were Geburim and Shalitim be Yitzram, they were Shalit on the Beit Zahara, and they really shouldn't have done Avodah Zarah. The only reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu let them do the Egel was Litan Pischem Pel, Abali Yachuva. They give an opportunity for Abali Yachuva. Shenemar, Miyitim, Holovam, Zel Yerah, Yisikol Yom, it's in the Pasuk that they were huge Yerushimayim. This is who will give that they should be Yerushimayim like this the rest of their life. Vahainu, Omer, Dar, Vyech, Shem, Shem, Yechai, Loi, Dar, Roy, Loi, Samaisa. The Dar was not Roy, Lamaisa, Loi, Yisrael, Roy, Loi, Samaisa. Not Klai, Yisrael, Loi, David, Roy, Loi, Samaisa, Loi, Yisrael, Roy, Loi, Samaisa. We'll see in a second what that means. I just want to speak this out. We're saying over here that the Yidin didn't really want to do Avodah Zarah. They were basically forced to, because Hashem Baruch wanted to teach us that you could do tshuva. It's a parallel. How does that work? Zok the mafarish v'mekshmak apshat. It says really that without Hashem Baruch helping us, we would never could overpower the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara is too powerful. But Hashem Baruch says, if you try your hardest, I'll help you. For the Egel, Hashem left to go his siyua. He did not help. He didn't give you the siyua. And therefore, he did the Egel. Because the Yetzer Hara is too strong. They're really not strong enough without the help of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu left go of his help in order that they should do the Egel and teach us that everything is tshuva for everything. Which is the Maisa of Bat Sheva. Lo Yisrael ruin Lois HaMaisa, which is the Maisa of the Egel. Lo David Roy Lois HaMaisa. The Chassid says in the Pasuk, they really David HaMelech got rid of his Yetzirah. V'libi chalul bekirbi. My heart is open in my insides. Which means there's no Yetzirah left. That barely that Klai Yisrael was in a matziv that they were fearing Karis Baruch Hu completely. Ela lama also. So why did the David HaMelech and Klai Yisrael do the Egel on top of Hayam and Aleph? If a yachid does a chet, a terrible chet, go to David and see it's possible to do tshuva. We know David Melech to tshuva because we know when it came to the Beis HaMikdash, Shlomo HaMelech could not get in to the doors. The doors were shut until he said, L'David Mizbar, and he said, B'schus of David HaMelech, they got in. So we knew from there that David HaMelech had tshuva. So, and we need to say both a yachid and a tzibur to teach us that there's kabbalah's tshuva. You only have to write the chet and the kabbalah's tshuva. Why? The tshuva. A yachid, which is not meforce, it's not shabbi chila Hashem, he can have tshuva. But tzibur and farsim b'chatoy, maybe you can't do tshuva. It's too big. So you have the egel. There's a lot of schusim and rachmanis on a tzibur. Al yachid loyali meschusim, maybe there's no tshuva. Therefore, we need both the David HaMelech and Klal Yisrael. Mahainu, the Rav Shmuel ben Achmei ben Yerushan. My dechsev. What's found in the pasuk that says Noom David ben Yishai and Uma Geva Hukam all? What does it mean that we're talking about David HaMelech over here? He's Hukam all. What is Hukam all? Noom David ben Yishai. These are words of David ben Yishai. Shehukam ula shal tshuva. He stelled avek the power and the of tshuva, the heights that you can reach together with tshuva. Let's see one more Gemara. Va'amar Rav Shmuel bar Achmei Rav Yenison, ko ha'isa mitzvah achas ba'ilam hazeh, anyone does one mitzvah in this world, makdamosoi be'leches lefonav la'am ba'ah. That mitzvah goes in front of him, lo'ilam ha'ba'ah. Shenema, it says in the Pasuk, va'holach lefonecho tzidkecho, k'vayda Hashem yatzvecho. Your tzidkes will go in front of you. It holds on to him. It's like clothing for him. And it brings him l'yom adin. Now, why is tzidkecha go in front of you? And the avera, we call it melafasoi. It's like shenema yafasa arkas darkam. It wraps you up. What's the pshat? Pshat is pashat. Because when it comes to the tzidka, the tzedakah goes in front of you. You follow it because you want the tzedakah. But the avera, if it would go in front of you, you would run the other way. You wouldn't follow it. Therefore, the only way the avera to come with you is because it wraps around you. It's tied to you like a kelev. Shenema is in the pasuk. This is by Yosef. Yosef. The Eish Bais Vera wanted Mezana with Yosef. Because he knew that if he does this Avera, this will stick to him forever. That's what means Lias Ima means this Avera will stick to him. That this is the Makar, this thing, that the Averas stick to the person, and that's why he was saying, I'm not doing it because I don't want to be with this Avera, La'ilam Habah.